With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has agreed with the head of NATO on a framework of a future deal on Arctic security, potentially defusing tension that had far-reaching geopolitical implications. The president has argued that Greenland has strategic military importance for the U.S., as it is under the flight paths that nuclear-armed missiles from China and Russia would take on their way to incinerating targets in America. Economist Steve Moore explains he believes President Trump is doing what he is doing with his comments concerning Greenland.
He is using the threat of tariffs against Europe and Denmark to get some resolution of this Greenland issue.
Moore was making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. That winter storm has dumped sleet, freezing rain, and a lot of snow, especially in the Northeast.
Snow, sleet, wind, and freezing temperatures stretching for 2,000 miles across the country from New Mexico to New York, says National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli.
We're looking at approximately 213 million people under some sort of winter hazard.
In New York, the city offering free shelter for the homeless, Mayor Mamdani says 5 people were found dead, possibly from the cold. Tennessee Highway Patrol urging road safety after several car crashes, including one fatal. Santarelli says freezing temperatures are creating dangerous, if not life-threatening, conditions. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, Super Bowl 60. Yeah, that's right, we've had 60. It's all set. It will be New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks Sunday, February 8th in Santa Clara, California. SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington with that story.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's Hispanic congregations continue to grow. A new poll finds a lot of new Latino-majority churches springing up around the country. And while they are small to begin with, they won't be for long. The average Hispanic congregation starts with 30 members, but by year 8, it's up to 100. The most of them churches are in Texas, Florida, and California. SRN News. Financial markets will be watching very closely this week as the Fed policymakers meet to decide what to do about interest rates. Rich Thomason reports.
The general consensus is that the Fed will leave well enough alone, leaving rates right where they are after cutting them at each of its last 3 meetings. Given that inflation and the job market are relatively stable, policymakers are not expected to adjust rates again this time. The annual rate of inflation held at 2.7% in November and December, while the unemployment rate edged lower in December after rising to a 4-year high the month before. Rich Thomason, Washington.
National Basketball Association postponing 2 games Sunday because of the storm. Dallas Mavericks tried twice to get out of Dallas to fly to Milwaukee. They couldn't get out either time. Conditions just wouldn't allow it. Memphis and Denver also postponed. More details, srnnews.com.